This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
Oh, man, more stuff about the Kennedy assassination keeps trickling out. Sean Sharif, Bobby Belt, and now... So I talked about that guy named Gary Underhill at 640. He was the CIA asset, if you will, that was killed 6 months later, found, you know, shot dead in his house. They called it a suicide, although there were some questions about it because he was a righty, but the bullet was behind his left ear, which they say doesn't usually happen that way. But there are more details that are coming out about this and about Oswald and other stuff about how the KGB was trying to figure out if he actually was a KGB informant, a CIA operative. They were trying to look in detail into him. This is all stuff that has come out through the Warren Commission, and how he was a terrible shot when he did target practice. But also, they say he had a stormy relationship with his Soviet wife, who rode him incessantly.
Whoa.
So that was in...
Good for him.
That was in the Warren Commission report. But another thing that has come out...
Rode him, like, nagged him?
Yeah.
How'd you like to be in the JFK report, just known as a nag? You're one of the original nags of society.
They were just trying to protect this poor woman with all the redactions over the years.
Yeah. But this morning, Ross, do we have this? This is JFK's grandson. All right. This is his grandson who absolutely rips CNN. And other anchors, I hope you bleeped this if it needed to have bleeps, for even covering this.
You're better than this. This is so f***ing stupid. There's so much actual news going on. Why are you covering this? At least report that something happened. I love you, Harry Anton. You're really smart. Why are you guys covering this? I love you, Aaron Burnett. You're really smart. Why are you covering this? Why are you covering this? Stop. This is why this takes hold, because you guys f***ing cover it over and over and over again.
Shut up. Why are you out of breath? Answer that question first.
Yeah.
Stop and talk.
Why are you a Kennedy using earbuds that still have a cord? Can you not afford AirPods?
That was the thing. Is his last name even Kennedy,
It's Schlossberg.
Yeah, that's not...
That's not a Kennedy?
No.
He's a Kennedy.
Hell no.
A Kennedy. Why would you not want to know?
Yeah.
If you're related
President
to him...
President Trump released it because of the thirst that we all have for it.
We do have thirst for it. I don't know why you wouldn't want to know. Gen Z is back to their old tricks. They are revenge quitting jobs as payback for employers for alleged unfair treatment, and they're causing chaos at work. And these 20-somethings are just getting out when it gets tough on the job. It's very, very Gen Z. But they are doing it in a way that people are like, guys, you're never going to get another job again because your next employer is going to call your previous employer and ask. And the lasting response and memory they will have of you is that you made a cake that said, I quit. And, you know, they're like, this 2-week notice thing, that's gone.
We need to spend like 6 months in the real job world.
We do. We really
just to see
we
what
no
it's
idea.
Like.
Yeah, we really have no favorite.
I'm referencing back a college internship.
Yeah.
That's my last like office life.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
What have we already asked about today? Can you just work 8 hours whenever you want? Like, or is it 9 to 5 or can I do 7 to 3?
Like my only references are my family. Like
Do you still give references? Do people still call for references? Like, we have no freaking idea.
We have no idea. Like the only reference I have, like the only like Sarah has a job, but she's in sales. Like sales is like it's a very mobile job. You're not like stuck at a desk. The only like I have very few. My sister, you know, my sister's in HR, so she's like pretty.
Can you even give a family member? I wouldn't call a family member and ask about you and trust that.
I would not give a family member. No, I don't even know that would even.
Well,
work.
Your family, your sister would definitely, yeah, not, definitely get, not get you the job.
But like you know, she like she'll come here and she'll just spend a week here and she'll just work remotely.
Yeah,
you know, so it's like she's not even giving time off or using time off. She's still working, but it's like at all hours of the day. Oh, you want to go to lunch? Go to lunch. It's very, very fluid.
Yeah.
But they are revenge quitting, and that brought to one girl in Australia who just up and quit a nearly $2,000 a week job. And she said the mental health was not worth the $2,000 a week job. It was really $1,800 a week. So it was like 95 grand almost that she was pulling in. And she just ups and quits with nothing. She goes, I have 6 weeks. I have six weeks of money saved up to pay my bills. So I need to find something in the next 6 weeks.
So what was the problem? What was
It was just, you know, stress, right? Stress of the job. But the fact that people nowadays, they are just quitting jobs with nothing lined up.
No parachutes. Yeah.
God bless you. I have no idea how you do that. I tell you, you do it without kids. That's what you do it without.
Yes.
You definitely do not have children. Chopping it up here on 105 through the fan. Bobby, do you have a Gmail account?
I do.
Do you have an Outlook? Use Outlook.
I do. Wait, Outlook is Hotmail?
I don't know.
Outlook is Hotmail.
Outlook is Hotmail.
Yeah, whenever I say Hotmail, it's like, it's a little embarrassing.
Juno.com.
When people are like, all right, what's your email? No, you're having to give it out. I'm like,
The FBI has issued a warning regarding this Medusa software. It's a ransomware. What is ransomware?
Ransomware is basically, it is like an infection or a file that's infected, and they basically hold you ransom, like we'll give you back access to your stuff if you pay a ransom, which a lot of companies end up paying the ransom.
They do?
Yep.
So they're breaking into these accounts, these Gmail and Outlook accounts, and finding a way to get passwords, and you know they're just kind of stealing your money. And they send you an email and it looks legitimate, but it's one of these things that catches. I'm scared to death of my kids. My kids constantly send me stuff that they think is real. You know, they're really into the chain letters now. They're still buying these chain letters. Like, oh, if you don't do this, if you don't send this to 10 people, you're going to have bad luck for the rest of your life.
Has that existed for 20 years? Like, the last time I remember a chain letter in my inbox was like 2002.
My son sent me one the other day. He goes, I'm going to get 100 emojis if I send this to 12 people. I'm like, it's not.
What does that mean?
I it's what? The 100
emojis?
100 new emojis.
Oh.
To use. Like, they're skins in a Fortnite account.
I feel like even though password difficulty has increased, the passwords in this building, we could have launched the codes to bring home the astronauts yesterday with what the hell they have us typing in here for our codes. But I feel like there's been a 2-month run where people I know are getting hacked more often than ever.
Yeah.
The hacks are going up.
They are. I think they are going up. So just keep an eye on that. It's random emails, and they will call you if they don't get a response.
Slater got locked out at Super Bowl. She got her Twitter taken from her, and she was a meme coin and selling.
Chuck Cooperstein.
Yeah. Coop lost his Twitter account. I mean, he had to go back.
Nico, shut that down.
He's just a green C on his Twitter account. I saw this, and this was a poll question on TV, and this also has made its way around, but this woman went kind of viral for questioning the way her husband or boyfriend does laundry.
Ooh.
Okay. So
how do you do laundry, Bobby?
I watched Kristen put it in the washing machine.
All right.
It's a spectator sport.
I knew that was coming.
So, do you use liquid or powder detergent?
I set Bobby up for that because I didn't want to say it myself.
You really don't know.
I don't. That's not on our...
It's not your job.
It's not your job.
I know we use liquid. I don't.
Okay.
I don't know.
We have the little pouches.
Okay. That's fine.
I think.
Do you know when she uses the liquid, does she pour the detergent into the cap or just pour it directly onto... And then what does she do with the cap after she pours it in?
So she's got it like up on a ledge above the thing. And so it's just a push button. And so she just dispenses it straight off of there and then pushes it back on the top.
So straight into. Okay. Yep. So this girl really kind of went at her boyfriend and threw him, you know, under the bus online, because with this post, you know, she said that he would put the detergent into the cap, you know, to get to the line.
Yeah.
And then pour it in and then put the cap into the washing machine. The cap now has all the detergent on it. He would put the cap in the washing machine.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
And the plastic cap?
The plastic cap.
And wash with that in there?
Yeah. And wash with that in there.
It gets all the remaining residue out of the cap. It's just a lot of people do it. They just toss it in there.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
wow.
She got like killed.
How do you guys do medicine, by the way, like cough syrup? Do you always...
Sprite and a Jolly Rancher?
Pour it into like the cap, or you chug it out of the bottle?
I pour it in the cap, and then I just rinse the cap out.
Okay, so why wouldn't you just rinse the laundry?
Well, because you're not necessarily right... A lot of people don't have a sink in their laundry room, right?
Sorry about you.
but also, even if you do, it's still like... It's soap. It's not easiest thing to get off.
Right.
So a lot of people are like, no, man, that's what you do. You do it. So poll questions were out there, and... 44% of people put the detergent in the cap and then just put the cap on the sink, in the shelf. They don't even rinse the cap. It's got all this residue.
Yeah.
It seems disgusting.
Why don't you just put it back on the laundry? The handle.
Because it has the residue on it now.
So?
Well, it gets all coagulated and gooey.
When I was between...
No, I pour the liquid into the cap. I pour the cap into the laundry.
And then you put
I put the cap back on the bottle.
Right, but then the cap has like all the remnants.
The residue of what? It's just
detergent.
It's the liquid.
It just gets
There's no like cloth or fibers or spiders getting into that cap. By the time I pour the liquid in, throw it into the load and put it back on the top.
It just gets gooey. It just gets gooey.
Yeah. And I also think people are saying, like, if I fill it up to the fill line and then I don't get every little bit, have I put the requisite amount of soap in my... When I was between moms, like when my mom died and before I got married.
Between moms.
And I was forced...
That is an all-time line.
And I was forced to do my laundry like a peasant. I wouldn't do either. I would take the cap, I'd pour it in, and then I'd just start running the water, and I'd just like basically rinse it and dump it, and then I'd put it back on.
I used to do that. Now the washing machine we have, I guess, doesn't do that anymore. It doesn't like start the water. So I just throw the cap in. We just throw the cap in with everything else. Chopping it up here at 105 through the fan. Our boy Luigi, or your boy Luigi, however you want to say it.
Your boy Luigi.
He is trying to get out of this on a technicality. He says cops illegally obtained his DNA. They gave him food and a soda at the police station the day of his arrest and got his DNA that way. He is trying to argue in court that they illegally obtained his DNA to get off on a technicality. I love a good technicality.
Imagine what this guy's DMs could look like.
Oh, my God.
One of my favorite shows, Friday Night Love After Lockup. Shout out Kevin in Arlington. Man, if you could just do I mean, I'm sure they haven't granted the film access, like Gypsy Rose coming out of jail and all that, but imagine what his DMs look like. If he's on social media, well, we should ask, who was it in the station who followed him right after that?
It was Chris Strong.
Chris Strong.
And then he moved to Portland, I think, to go join the resistance or something.
Mysteriously. So, something will happen.
Something will happen with him. Luigi is known for
We have it on video, we think.
We have it on video, yeah. He's just trying to get off on a technicality. Which, look, I support the technicality aspect of it. We kind of got you nailed here, man.
They didn't need to trick him for his DNA.
No.
I'm sure he sheds layers of those eyebrows. They could have just gone over to the counter at McDonald's and picked one up.
Speaking of eyebrows, I'm glad you brought that up. The latest male fashion trend.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up Anthony Davis playing golf in Plano yesterday. Thought he had an abductor.
Was that a cigarette in his mouth?
No, it was cigar.
A cigar.
Cigar. Is that what it was? Okay. I mean, so Nico's going to trade him for sure. Focus cigars playing golf.
That's right.
Nico's going to trade him for sure. But speaking of eyebrows, the latest man's fashion trend is shaving your eyelashes. Eyelashes are unmanly, and you have people at the barber closing their eyes just getting all their eyelashes shaved off. That's weird to me. I'm sorry.
So my dad is 90 years old. This man goes to work every single day with his practice still. Still pretty sharp as a tack. The one thing bringing him down is his eyelashes. He has an eyelash problem. Like, they're getting in the eye. They're irritating him. I have this blackmail video. He overnight Amazon this eyelash women's device. I have him and Amanda sitting on my couch. She's trying to get the eyelashes out of his eye.
Where he's clipping them like that and folding them up?
Yeah, folding them up.
Amazing.
I got that video.
Does he heat them up with the blow dryer first?
I don't know. I stayed out of it like the laundry. but it is, you know, it's shutting him down. It is shutting him down. Eye patches and having to ice it, but I don't notice anyone's eyelashes.
I don't either.
Like, I'm looking at yours right now. It looks like I'm really looking you in the eyes. It's a good way to go ahead and make contact with someone.
Really,
but
is.
I can't tell. Like, if you're looking at my eyelashes, I'm looking at yours. I'm about to kiss you.
I know.
Like, Bobby looks like he's got a lot of eyelashes. I don't know.
No, I do have eyelashes. Kristen and
I've heard you have them.
I have good ones, Chop. Kristen and other girls I've heard complain about this. I was like, guys just have such nice eyelashes. Like, we can't get them naturally.
All I've heard is like eyelash envy.
Yeah.
Not eyelash hate.
No, now the guys want to clip them off.
Chopping it up here on DFW Sports Station, Commercial Free Expressway, live on the Fan Camp, Twitch, and YouTube. We got Ross and Aiden running things in the back with Pepe out in Boston. Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News, start it up. Do the Cowboys have a Micah Parsons problem? Calvin joins us live on Sean and RJ next.